There we go.
Okay, cool.
All right. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. We're recording. Oh my god.
Crazy.
It's a little bit strange. This is very different from when me and Hazel started our podcast.
Is that?
Yeah, because we were on my porch and it was summer and like neither of us knew what we were doing.
Oh yeah. Wow.
That was fun.
You're an experienced podcaster now.
Okay, well, I got my seltzer.
Me too. What flavor? Lemon. Yeah.
Cranberry lime.
I pegged you as a cranberry lime girl. Yeah.
What made you think that?
Probably because I've seen you drink it. But
yeah, it is my favorite flavor.
I'm afraid that people are just going to hear my drinking because I'm a very loud chewer and drinker. I think that'll turn some people off.
This is what Hazel would call ASMR.
Yeah. It's just the most unsatisfying sound. Blade into a mic. That's essentially her definition of ASMR.
I know. That's why you should never let Hazel host a Zoom. Lesson number one for all listeners. Never let Hazel
personal information
host a Zoom.
Should we have said her first name?
We should not have said her last
name. Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
I will edit that out.
Okay, cool.
Okay, we don't exactly have, like, an intro sentence yet.
We don't.
My name is Susanna.
I'm Will. And this is
Zanna
and Billiam. Yeah, I guess.
We don't have something to say.
No.
Maybe we'll next episode. But this episode is just an introduction to us and what we're going to do here. And we probably should have prepared more, but we did not.
Yeah. We had some, but
we had a little.
Yeah. This was amateur prompts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've decided to answer some questions about ourselves so people could get to know us. Should we just read our bios from the website first?
Let me get the website, because I just installed Chrome, so all my tabs are gone.
Yeah. I designed us a website. It's zannabillium.com. That's zannabillim.com. But you know that because you saw our cover art.
About us.
Okay. About us.
You read yours first.
Okay. An aspiring intellect, Susanna loves writing, politics, old things, research, and of course, television. She's made it her area of expertise during the pandemic, creating a Downton Abbey newsletter simply to keep herself sane and obsessively researching it and every other thing you could think of over the summer. She also owes large parts of her existence to, and here's a very long list, England, YA romances, her 6th grade social studies teacher, her large extended family, Wikipedia, Tina Fey, Saturday Night Live, Broadway, Mike Schur, the New York Times, New York City, and of course, her close and, let's face it, only friends.
Aww. Woo!
Yay!
Bravo!
Thank you.
No problem.
That took me upwards of 15 minutes to write.
Oh, yeah. Mine took me, like, I don't know how long. I don't know why I responded to that. A playful extrovert, Will is chatty and enthusiastic. He loves character-based movies, Veep, Slater Kinney, Foggy Weather, and writing realistic fiction. He spent his months of the pandemic binging Brooklyn Nine-Nine, playing guitar, and exploring the wonders of Thai food. His life changer shoutouts are Courtney Love, NBC, his elementary school music teacher, Chicken Schnitzel, Black Swan, his eccentric group of friends, Lemon Seltzer, Juno, and Tina Fey.
I'm sorry, I'm, like, very quickly editing that because you spelled binging wrong.
Oh, come on.
You spelled binging like binging.
Oh, stupid autocorrect. I texted this to her first.
You did. Okay, so I guess it was my fault for not vetting that.
Yeah, it was.
I showed the site to my parents, and they were instantly like, here are all your grammar errors. And I was just like, no comment on my incredible coding skills.
Yeah.
I didn't actually code the website for us. I actually did do some HTML editing, though.
How about that?
I changed the size of a compare image block. It was revolutionary.
Yeah.
Game changing.
That's what we get for having a really pushy technology teacher.
We've had two pushy technology teachers and one kind of mellow technology teacher.
Yeah.
That's personal information.
Oh, close shoot.
My friend.
Come on. I shouldn't have said his last name.
We should have some kind of like little sound
like a buzzer.
Whatever we say. Like a sound bite I can put in and post, like personal information. We're so off topic.
I know. Or just like a very long beep that you could just put in.
That make it sound like you're swearing.
Oh, yeah.
I also do want to warn people, this thing was, like, ranked as explicit because I don't know if, hold on, my sister is talking. Give me a moment.
You two should do a podcast.
Yeah, so the podcast is, like, marked as explicit on Apple Podcasts, which is mostly because we don't swear a lot, but occasionally we do. So, just, if my editing style was a teaching style, it would be student-led, and the editing and the audio files are the students. I'm not a very attentive editor, so I have been known to let some things slide and have to, like, rush back and edit the audio file, but, so we're marked as explicit, but we're probably not going to swear, we just don't want to be blocked.
Yeah.
Alright, should we talk about what this podcast is gonna be like?
Okay.
It's called Zan and Billiam. Should we say the... So, can I tell the story behind that name?
Yes, you can.
Dating back to before the Modern Art Collective.
Okay, fine.
We have another friend named Audrey, who might be listening to this podcast. Hi, Audrey!
Yeah!
And in fourth grade, she called me Xana, and, like, in sixth grade, she called Will Billiam. So then we combined those. My name's Susanna, his name is William, but no one calls him that.
Yeah.
Except my only memory, and this is also interesting, because my only memory of him in first grade is we sat at the same, like, table with our little name tags on it, and he wrote IAM after it because he wanted to be taken seriously.
It is. It kind of elevates the name. Yeah.
Yeah.
Susanna does not agree.
Will is just better. Actually, my first ever memory of you also is related to Will and William.
Yeah.
We were in kindergarten, and
personal information.
It was like our intro day, and she walked outside to meet you and was like, "Do you want your name tag to be Will or William?" And I genuinely don't remember what you said.
Okay, back to Xana E. Billiam.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I shouldn't have said the E, because that.
Yeah, that's a different thing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's more of the story, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, and then once... I don't exactly remember how it came together, but we come up with a lot of really crazy ideas just to pass the time, and one of them was a Spanglish...
EDM duo.
EDM duo and modern art collective called Xana E. Billiam.
Yes. We came up with it in Spanish class, so it wasn't totally off topic at the time.
And then we wrote our first song, which is just, "I was in the club kissing Mythica." Which is probably not that funny, but cracks us up every time.
Yeah. Susanna just said it when me, her, and Audrey... Oh, that's not grammatical, but whatever. we were getting lunch, and...
It was dinner. It was a very early dinner.
Oh, yes, it was a very early... dinner. And Susanna just muttered under her breath, "I was in the club." And I just laughed for, like, 2 minutes, right?
Yeah, we'd already come up with the chorus was just going to be, "Que significa?" Yeah. And then, I mean, we're, like, brilliant songwriters, aren't we?
I know.
Will actually composed our theme song, which I have not heard yet.
Yeah, I know. You've yet to hear it. I'm really nervous because you might just hate it.
I
don't think you will, but it... I don't know.
I know this is a little bit too late, but I decided what the ultimate podcast theme song would be.
What?
The Late Night with Seth Meyers theme song. It's really good, and it's really long.
Okay.
It would be perfect for my podcast, but he already took it!
Yeah, dummy. Die, Seth Meyers.
No, it was Fred Armisen.
Oh.
He's the band leader there.
Whoa, Fred, yeah. Stepping up his game. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, that was not a death threat to Seth Meyers. I say that a lot. I say, go die. That Seth Meyers, don't take that seriously.
Yes, Seth Meyers, he's definitely listening to our podcast. This is not a death threat. This is just Will working through some feelings.
If I ever say that about anyone on the show, I'm not actually intending to murder them.
Oh, God. Sorry. I'm really bad at drinking seltzer for some reason. Yeah. So I never swallow it. So you might hear me make, like, various painful noises. I'm okay. It's just seltzer.
You drink it a lot. I'm surprised you haven't really learned the ways of the master.
I don't know. I just never really came to me. Okay, so should we talk about this podcast? Should we get back on topic?
Yes. Then should we do prompts?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So, this podcast, Xana and Billiam,
yeah,
is a podcast about Talvin. I feel like I've talked this whole time. I'm going to let you talk for a little
bit. Oh, fine. Okay, it's basically celebrating all our favorite television shows and episodes and all of the best in our eyes. So every episode the podcast will do a different episode of a series we really like, and an episode of that series we really like. First one ever will be Mixologist.
The Mixologist from Portlandia!
Woo!
Okay, we should probably go over, like, the shows we're planning to cover and why they're and why they're meaningful to us. So, Portlandia. Will, how did you come across Portlandia?
Okay.
I don't know the story.
My mom was having a bad... I don't know where I remember this. I was, like, in third grade. my mom was having a bad stomach ache or headache or something, and she was lying in the couch, and watching Portlandia on her computer, and I sat down next to her and said, "What are you watching?" She said, "Portlandia," because she was watching Portlandia. And I just kicked her off and watched it. So that's how I got to be a Portlandia fan. Then I introduced Susan. Did I introduce you to
her? Yeah. See, this is the interesting part of the story.
Yeah.
We were in third grade. Not third grade.
No,
sixth
no.
Sixth grade.
Yeah.
We were in sixth grade. And, you know, as we go on with all these stories about our friendship, you're going to slowly realize what age we are. But we're not going to tell you. It's going to be a fun little mystery, okay? So, we were in sixth grade, and we did this, like, whole study on food insecurity. And at the end, we all did this thing called Monty's March, where we... It was, like, a big march for hunger. We walked, like, from Amherst to Sunderland.
I don't think that's right. I think we walked very little.
No, it was Amherst to Sunderland.
It was?
Yeah, or Sunderland to Amherst.
I think it was
Sunderland
Amherst.
Sunderland and Amherst were involved.
Yeah, they were somewhere in the mix.
Anyways, I spent the whole time talking to Will, which probably made Audrey feel bad, but whatever. Yeah. I also talked to our representative, which was fun. He was wearing a black hat. Jim McGovern!
Woo!
Anyways, we were sitting there, and I don't know how it came up, but the sketch, What About Men, came up.
Oh. Probably because we were at a protest.
We were at a protest.
Not a protest.
It wasn't a protest, it was a march.
March.
Hm.
We cannot explain that right now. We don't have time.
You will learn to understand Itchum eventually. But right now, Itchum is not for you.
Yeah.
You have not reached that level of seniority. Anyways, it was a march and it came up. And there's that one line in it. What about Eleanor Roosevelt's husband?
Oh, you mean FDR?
We only know his initials! And that made me laugh for, like, a full hour. So then I was like, what show is that from? And he said, Portlandia. And I said, oh, I think I've heard my mom talk about the show. Because, by the way, Will and my mom are literally the same person. Like,
yeah,
it's very strange.
She's a very toned-down version of me. Or I'm a very coked up version of her.
And happily ever after, I guess. Yeah. I still haven't finished all of Portlandia.
Yeah.
But I'm very attached to the mixologist.
Yeah.
We'll get to the mixologist at the end of
and
this episode.
And partially because Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah. Brooklyn Nine-Nine and also SNL help the allures of the mixologist. Because the mixologist is about Andy Samberg.
Yeah.
And we really love Andy Samberg.
We do.
As you will learn, we love Andy Samberg. Okay, what's the next show you tell us about? 30 Rock?
No, it's we do Brooklyn Nine-Nine next.
Oh, yeah, we do Brooklyn Nine-Nine next. Talk about okay, I was the one who first discovered Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yes.
So I will talk about it. Me!
Woo!
Just tell me if I'm talking too much. I get really chatty.
No, do it.
I get really chatty late at night. It's very strange.
Yeah.
Last night, I decided to read my sister The Princess Bride, but the whole framing story is very confusing. I'll tell that story later. Anyways, I made a large chart for her about, like, author proxies and stuff. It was strange. But, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I first came across Brooklyn Nine-Nine in various promos around the world because I am very attuned to the world of television, particularly NBC comedies. So I knew very much that Brooklyn Nine-Nine existed and that Andy Samberg was in it. I started watching SNL, the Andy Samberg years, instantly fell in love with him, like, comedically and genuinely. You know, it was a really weird time to start watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It was, like, it was September, but still, like, so I was a little bit unsure about watching a cop show, but
yeah.
There's one episode. There are a couple, you know, there are, like, it's a very diverse cast. It's good.
Yeah, it's. Yeah, it's all good.
It's all good.
It's please. All in tune with their politics.
Yes, which are very liberal.
Yes. Democratic socialists in the house.
Yeah! Will's the guy I brag about converting to democratic socialism.
We converted at the same time.
I know, but that's not what I tell my parents' ultra-democratic friends, so. The other one was...
It was personal information.
Someone else.
So we were talking to...
We were talking about...
I was just giving you an opening to say personal information.
Personal information! Anyways, yes, how I came across Brooklyn Nine-Nine. The first ever clip of Brooklyn Nine-Nine I saw is this, like, season 7 clip where, like, He's like, he goes away and then says, wait, how do I get out of this place? It's like a maze.
Oh, where is that? Where is
it? I genuinely don't remember.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then the second clip of Brooklyn that I ever saw was, spoiler alert, if you've not seen
You're season like screaming three, into the mic.
I know, sorry, that was pretty really loud. If you've not seen season 3 of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, please, spoiler alert, if you've not seen Brooklyn Nine-Nine,
watch it.
Watch it, and then watch come back. Watch it. But it was of Jake and Amy kissing, which spoiled the entire show for me. They, like, flooded Hulu with this one promo of them kissing.
Oh, what jerks.
Yeah, anyways, it was also partially my fault, because then I went to their, like, Hulu page and saw a clip called Jake and Amy's Baby Journey. Another spoiler, sorry. But, yeah. So, I knew that was all gonna happen. Anyways, then, me and my I always watch a show with my family at night, and we had just finished Parks and Rec, and we decided to watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine because Mike Schur.
Woo!
Woo.
Woo.
Oh, webcam just attuned to my...
lighting?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, what's your Brooklyn Nine-Nine story? Because it has something to do with me.
Yes, well...
I talk nonstop about it. That's what happened. But I'll let you speak.
Well, what exactly happened? I really just... Did you just introduce me to it?
Introduced you is a to it is a light way of putting it. Okay. I bullied you into watching it.
Cool. And I'm very glad she did. A good friend is a good bully.
When it comes to television, yes.
I'll make us t-shirts. If you hear, a 3 or 5 second break in between sentences where you think there should be talking, it's just seltzer drinking.
It's just seltzer. Yeah. Okay, want to do 30 Rock now?
Yes, because I found it.
Yeah, you found it.
I actually don't know how I found it. I basically, all I can say is it built our friendship. I mean,
it
didn't...
You don't remember how you started watching
Prince? No, no, crazy.
Wow, okay, well then I'll tell my story.
Wait, I just gotta say some stuff first.
Fine.
I did start watching it first. I think my mom introduced it to me. Not so exciting, but... 30, yeah, and it didn't build our friendship necessarily. Simon and some other stuff built our friendship and other stuff. but it's just such a great show. We highly encourage you to watch it. There's... What was that?
I don't know.
Suzanne gives me a very weird face.
I woke up super early today.
But, we highly, 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 highly encourage you to watch it.
Yes, it is my second favorite show on Earth.
Yes, it's my third favorite.
My story starts with my old babysitter.
Personal information.
And
personal information
was an angel, and she was the best, and she was like the best babysitter I've ever had. And she always wore like a TGS staff hoodie, and I kept asking her about it, and she was like, it's from this show 30 Rock, you'll watch it when you're older. And I completely forgot about all that. And then over quarantine, my parents were trying to find new shows for me to watch, for the family to watch, and, my dad recommended 30 Rock. Sorry, I just got really close to the mic. My dad recommended 30 Rock, and so we saw the first two episodes, and my sister absolutely hated it. So, because it's, like, a family show, we couldn't watch it. But then later on, family show thing kind of stopped. Or actually, it kept going, but what would happen is sometimes my sister would, like, go read a book with my mom every few nights, and me and my dad would watch 30 Rock, and then eventually that happened every night. So me and my dad watched 30 Rock all summer. It's the best show ever. And then eventually I came up to Will and was like, hey, have you seen the show called 30 Rock? And he was just like, yeah, I don't know.
I was
he said yes.
I said, did you listen to me at all in fifth grade? And she said, no, I just tried to tune you out.
I don't remember that conversation. But yes, that is roughly what happened. And then we're also going to do some shows like Parks and Rec, The Good Place, Disco Janet.
Veep,
once I finish a little bit of it. I'm currently watching Veep, which is Will's favorite show.
Yeah.
I'm on season 2. She's taking more of a leadership role in the administration.
How about that?
Talking about Israel and Palestine, trying to appease the Jews for Florida.
Woo! Yeah.
As a Jew who is old at heart, I have spent a good amount of time in Florida. Don't like it. I'm not a beach person.
Yeah. Me either, but I do spend a lot of time in Florida as well.
Yeah, but my great aunts and uncles on, like, the wealthier side of my family live in Florida.
We will also do more shows aside from that. Let's just keep
Will's trying to get me to watch Mozart in the Jungle.
Because it's so good, and I don't want to hear it right now. It's so good, and I'm just telling it to the listeners.
Let me just finish Veep, and because I'm watching Veep, I'm going to make him watch Downton.
Yes.
So, you'll probably see some dramas show up eventually. We might watch The Crown. This is not primarily a comedy podcast, but I like to think we're funny people.
We are-ish.
Maybe we're just funny to each other.
Yeah,
I don't think we're funny to anyone else. No one's gonna listen to this podcast.
No.
Do you want to do the prompts now?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so we put together a list of questions to answer so that you could get to know us. Movies, about culture and stuff.
Okay.
Will, why don't you go first with the first prompt, which is...
Prompt number one. Excuse me if there's any British listeners out there.
They're used to being culturally appropriated.
Yeah. Three favorite movies. For me, number one... Black Swan. Oh, so good. I love this movie so much beyond anything. I think it's so great. Oh, Natalie.
Portman.
Yes, I'm not just saying Natalie. Second, Scrooge. I only saw this movie recently, but it made me so happy inside. So, thank you, Bill Murray.
He was great.
Third, Lady Bird. Woo! Partey, Greta Gerwig in the house. This is my comfort movie. Love it so much. I just think it's so great, and every character is played so well. Love you, Lady Bird.
Okay, let's see. My three favorite movies. So these are not, like, in order of most favorite,
Mine were.
I do want to warn you, this is going to make me sound like I'm, like, a very small child, which I am not, or have very small childy taste, which I do not. I'm just not really a movie person, and when I do turn to movies, it's for comfort, so they're often more, like, campy or fun. So, the Mamma Mia franchise, so good, no plot, Meryl Streep, Lily James, Amanda Seyfried, what more? ABBA. I was raised on the songs of ABBA, so they're just like, it's like ABBA and Pete Seeger. It's like Pete Seeger, ABBA. I don't know. And then also Mary Poppins, because Julie Andrews is fucking incredible. And I'm gonna I'm trying to put in more, just so you can see how much I don't like movies, but also, I don't know. I'm gonna do over here, Mary Poppins and Sound of Music. because Sound of Music is just Mary Poppins with Nazis. So that's that. And then a number of actual movies I've seen. My parents tried to make me watch Gosford Park, which I did not want to watch. That was today. Mm. I'll talk about Gosford Park at the end. Probably the Downton Abbey movie. Because I owe my life to it, genuinely. So, yeah. Next prompt.
Wait, what? Oh, is there another movie that we both really like that
yeah,
you...
Yeah, we both love the Big Sick.
Yes, it was so good. And if we ever mention the leading guy's name, we call him the Big Sick Guy, which we can't figure out.
Because we can't figure out if it's worse to mispronounce his name or call him the Big Sick Guy.
And right now we've decided to call him the Big Sick Guy for the moment. I know you're not listening, but do not take offense.
Yeah.
Any fans of the Big Sick
Guy? I know he has other work. He has a podcast. He's a stand-up.
Yes.
He was in The Mixologist.
Ugh.
And we appreciate that and recognize that, but we are going to call you the Big Sick Guy.
Yeah, sorry. Okay.
I can spell your name.
Yeah. I can't.
So, if you're ever a spelling bee, I'm here.
Yeah. Except, yeah.
Okay. Next prompt.
Prompt number two. I'm not gonna say it to culturally appropriate the Brits. music taste, kind of. Yeah.
Music tastes. Go ahead. Talk about your music taste. Well,
woo! Partay time. Let's see. The White Stripes. Jack White is God. Not trying to offend Christians. There's...
Or any other, monotheistic religion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jews.
I know! I just wasn't gonna list all the monotheistic religions.
Druze.
Druze, yeah.
Druze, it's a thing! D-R-U-Z-E.
Oh, I thought you were saying, like, Druze, like, the name, like...
No.
Okay.
No.
The White Stripes, Jack God. I meant Jack White God. Slater Kinney, Kara Brownstein.
By the way, there is Corinne a lot Tucker. Of, taking the Lord's name in vain in this movie.
Movie?
Podcast. I'm a humanist, reconstructionist Jew. He's whatever the hell he is, so.
Yeah. My past is blurry. Slater Kinney, Kara Brownstein, Corinne Tucker, and until recently, Janet Weiss. I'm not even gonna talk about it.
Yeah. That's probably for the best.
Don't want to offend Angie Boylan! next, PJ Harvey. Oh, I know you. You don't hear me
don't
talk about her much, but she is so amazing, and I love her so much. I love you, PJ. Occasionally, I listen to more electronic or pop stuff, like La Tigra, or Maggie Rogers, or Emotion era, Carly Rae Jepsen.
He's really into Carly Rae Jepsen.
I'm only into one album.
I think this too shall pass.
Okay, cool. Whatever.
Carly Rae Jepsen face.
Your turn for music taste.
Okay, so I'm gonna take a more genre-oriented approach. When it comes to, like, music that it's all very strange. I'm not, like, a super listen-to-music-recreationally person. I listen to music while I write, and when I do that, I like to listen to, like, soft indie folksy pop, which is good. Like, MXM Tune, I like Muna, who might be Muna, but I think their name is Muna, or just M-U-N-A, eh? I'm opening my Spotify. Let's see, what else do I like? I like piano covers of Taylor Swift. all piano. I like musical theater, a lot. Hades Town. I like some of, like, Rainbow Era Kesha.
Woo!
And also some songs from High Road.
Yeah.
I love Pete Seeger. Like I said, Pete Seeger and ABBA, building blocks of my childhood, but especially Pete Seeger. I love Mackie Rogers. I should tell everyone about my Belgian Girls Choir.
Yes!
Which is not my Belgian Girls Choir. I just call it my Belgian Girls Choir because probably no one else in America likes it. But it is a Belgian Girls Choir, as I have said already, called Skala and Kolosny Brothers. And they are the most magical thing in the world. And figure out how to spell it and then look it up and watch their videos. And they're incredible. And that's about it.
Ah. Music taste down. Woo! Third prompt. Probably the most important one of all. Favorite TV shows. Four favorite, because three is just too little. Mine are Veep. One of the best political satires ever. I don't know why I talk with my hands so much, or I am right now. Second, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Oh! Praise Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Oh. 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 You will just hear us making weird. It's so good. Oh, we love it so much. Next is 30 Rock. Woo!
I've been watching a lot of 30 Rock recently.
Yeah. I have watched the series 2 times. I don't know why not more, but I love it so much. So much. We both love it so much. It's one of the main building blocks of our friendships. Our friendship, I don't know why I said ships, plural. But, amazing. Fourth, Portlandia. Woo! Portlandia. The dream of the 90s is alive. Yeah. Heaven. You'll be in heaven.
Or my favorite line in any song ever, all the hot girls wear glasses.
Yeah!
Non-metaphorical myopiacs unite.
Oh, yeah. She wears glasses, by the way.
I do wear glasses.
Yeah.
Big ones, too.
Oh, and by the way, anyone who wears glasses is a really hot girl. That's what we decided.
That was one of our earliest inside jokes.
Yes.
We've decided that Bernie Sanders is a hot girl.
Yes. Anyway, Portlandia, amazing sketch show. Amazing, 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 amazing show, period. We love it. We love it so much. Oh, I was watching a ton of Portlandia today. So good. So good.
Carrie Bronson, Fred Armisen.
Yes, the iconic duo. These are all practically the same in my ranking. Some of them are just, like, minuscule amounts better than others in my eyes. So, I'm not really ranking, just so you know.
Was there a fourth? Oh, wait, no,
yes, Portlandia.
Okay, wait, got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Go.
Great. So, number one on my list is Downton Forking Abbey.
Woo!
You're going to hear me talk about this a lot. Downton Abbey is incredible. As you heard in the previous thing where we talked about ourselves for a while, Downton Abbey is what I owe my sanity to because I had a newsletter about it for a very long time. And the guy who wrote Downton Abbey recaps for the New York Times read it and liked it, which is my crowning achievement in life.
Woo!
Family connections. Actually, that was my mom wrote a book, Connections.
Mm.
My mom wrote a book, go read it. It's called The Optimistic Decade. Not for young readers.
I love how you add that at the end.
She won't let me read it.
I know.
So, I mean, I'm just gonna assume.
Not for young readers.
Not for young readers. I think what I should do is have, like, my mom, Siri, which is an old British man, read all this stuff for me. So, yes. Okay. So, Downton Abbey, highest in the land.
Okay.
30 Rock. 30 Rock is number two. 30 Rock is incredible. 30 Rock is everything. 30 Rock eludes the constraints of comedy, sitcomedy, and television, and humanity to become something divine and unique and perfect. So, 30 Rock. Tina Fey is incredible.
Woo!
Next is Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, so good, so funny, so easy to watch, so mostly politically accurate despite the premise. Very progressive characters. So perfect. Such great romance. Some of these are ranked in order of best romance. Downton Abbey has the best romance ever. Brooklyn Nine-Nine has the second best romance ever. And then fourth is like a whole pool of shows that are completely equal, so I'm just gonna rattle them off real quick. Parks and Rec, SNL, Portlandia,
The Good Place.
The Good Place, Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. I'm just adding Mr. Mayor on there prematurely. That's the new
It game. Might not even be good.
No. I don't forking care. It's Tina Fey and Ted Danson. I'm going to love it with all my heart. Did you see the first promo came out? And it looks really funny.
Okay. Well,
there's an empowered teenage daughter.
Well, don't judge a thing on its promo. I'm editing. I'm paraphrasing. But
except... Don't judge a thing on its promo.
It's actually don't judge a show on its pilot. And I know that. But
and I came up with that. I think.
I feel
Google
like
that
someone
fast.
Else said that. Some executive said it before.
Hold on.
You.
Don't judge a show by its pilot. Let's see. It's just something like one person said in a theaureview.com article.
Yeah.
Established 2008. Five series that only get better with time. Person with Interest, Hell on Wheels, Ray Donovan, Parks and Recreation, that's one's true, Seinfeld.
True.
That's it. Thanks, AU Review. And do you want to do our next prompt?
Yes. This is just going to be short because it's one thing. But four, book you're currently reading. I am reading Death of a Salesman. It's at some point, it's so boring. I mean, seriously, just get over yourself, Death of a Salesman.
I forget. Get over yourself, Death of a Salesman.
Or Arthur Miller. Arthur Miller, such a basic name. At other points, it's really emotional and really, really great. So, I give it a 6 out of 10. Or a 7.
Okay. The book I've been reading, which is going very slowly because I only read it at school, is Deceived with Kindness by Angelica Garnett, our hero!
Woo!
Angelica Garnett is Virginia Woolf's niece. You'll hear a lot more about her as the show progresses. She's our hero. We're going to write a movie about her someday, and then we'll come back and rediscover these podcasts. And it's just going to be great. This whole thing's going to be great.
Yeah.
We're going to win many Emmys for our movie, and it won't even be a TV movie. They're just going to give us an Emmy.
Yeah. Multiple, by the way, I might say.
Yeah. Multiple
and by the way, we know what Oscars are.
Yes, we do. I just misspeak a lot. So yeah, I've been reading that book. It's very slow. Right now, she's talking about Christmases at Sneed, which is, I think, like a place in Dr. Seuss, but yeah, also the big house her grandfather, who wasn't actually her grandfather, owned. Yeah. So good. All right. She married her father's lover. Okay.
Okay. Next prompt.
Next prompt is favorite book.
Favorite book. I kind of made this today, and it kind of depends on how I'm feeling, but...
I'm done.
Okay. I just made this today, so that was how I'm feeling today. Carry on.
Yeah, the threequel, whatever it's called, the third book just got a release date.
Yeah, I think it's July 6th.
It's July 16th, actually.
Woo! Oh, we love this book. It's so good. It's essentially novelized Dreary. And
it's novelized Dreary.
It is. It's not essentially, it is.
It is.
She just changed the names.
She'd be sued if J.K. Rowling hadn't plagiarized off Eva Ibbotson.
Yeah. But she did, so, oh, so good. We love this book so much. Amazing romance. Great book. Love it. It's great.
It is great.
Cool.
Go. I could never have one favorite book. In fact, I wrote an entire, like, 7-page essay in 6th grade, on all my favorite books. But just when it comes to writing content and just, like, talent and skill and beauty, I'm going to go with Can't and Won't Stories by Lydia Davis. It's this brilliant, brilliant, brilliant collection of, like, short stories by a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant author named, I forgot her name. Her name's Lydia Davis. Yeah. My mom gave it to me. It's so good. There's, like, one called A Dog, and it's, like, 3 sentences long. It's the best.
Oh, I'd actually like to change my answer. Actually, ooh. I'd like to add on to my answer.
Oh.
Is that okay if I do,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Because you talked about your mom, and I just remember, I think I heard about this book through your mom. It's Cara Brownstein's memoir.
Yes.
Hunger Makes Me a Modern Girl.
It wasn't through my mom. It was through my mom's bookshelf through me.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. But, oh, such a good book. Carrie's a great writer. Love this book so much. Love it. It's, like, one of my all-time favorites. Love it so much. Okay, that's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, we also like, you know, the Simon... First, mm-hmm. I like this book called Gentleman's Guide to Something and Something, which I should really give you because I think you'd like it. Really great romance, like genuinely incredible.
Sorry, I'm just picking something up off the ground. My face wasn't in the shot just then for people who can't see us, which is everyone.
But yeah, so we like a lot of books.
Yeah. Okay, prompt number 6. Oh my
hobbies.
God, we've been going for 50 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, these crazy.
These are our hobbies. From an SNL sketch.
I know.
That Will hasn't seen.
Yeah, I haven't. I play guitar and bass. Love that. Good. as well, I love writing. I think I just write for fun. It's not published or open to the public like Susanna's newsletter or anything, but it's just for fun. And it's really fun. So, yeah. Suster.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, my Siri calls you Suster.
Suster. That's really funny. Yeah, I've always like tried to voice text you, and I'm like, Siri, text Will, and because we have each other in our phones as various different names, and so my Siri goes, I don't see a Will in your contacts. Who would you like to text? And I'm like, oh right, Monsieur Tulsi Sharpay Driver Chalamet, which is a
Yes.
very long, which is like four very long stories. So, yeah. Anyways.
Oh, Tulsi. Oh, by the way, we're not Tulsi Gabbard supporters.
We're just Tulsi Gabbard fans. Like, we
Which.
like the idea of her as a person, not
Yeah.
necessarily politically.
Yeah. I wrote a song about how I mar want to marry her. Oh, Dulcie. I don't even know what she looks like. I've just seen Cecily Strong SNL impersonation.
Cecily Strong looks a little bit like Tulsi.
She does?
Cecily
Okay.
Strong.
Okay.
Oh, look, it's a pencil sharpener.
Yeah, back to your hobbies.
Back to my. Sorry, I have that song stuck in my head. I like hiking, biking, smelling my books. All true. I don't really like hiking or biking, but I love to smell my books. Books smell so good, guys. And now I'm sharpening my finger. Ow. I think I actually cut myself. Why did I do that? I just stuck my finger in a pencil sharpener. Not an electric one. Like one of those little ones, but it still hurt. Anyways.
Hobbies,
Hobbies,
hobbies.
yeah. Mostly podcast writing, but like the one that encapsulates all of them is research. I love research. I love Wikipedia deep dives. I'm currently part of a project trying to figure out. There's this party in a Parks and Rec episode that they say only costs $10,000. So I'm looking at everything shown on screen and pricing it, and seeing if it's actually $10,000, which so far it is not already. Just like judging by the open bars, so.
Well,
Yay.
hobbies, donezo.
Dunzo.
Final prompt.
Aspirations.
Woo!
Where we get all. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is our extensive plan for the future. It's not actually
We have
very
plans.
extensive.
Yeah, these are just our aspirations.
Yeah.
Will, what are your aspirations?
Okay. I would love to go to college in the Pacific Northwest somewhere, preferably in Washington State. And I would love to be a television writer and win 15 Oscars, because we're switching it up. Or a culture writer, preferably for Vulture.
Vulture!
Woo! Did one? Yeah. Okay.
Any more aspirations?
Become soup. We're gonna have so many cool dinner parties when we're older.
Cool dinner
And
parties.
yeah, and we're both gonna own a vacation house in Alaska.
Alaska,
Yeah.
which is part of a larger plan to
Yeah.
like
Rule the
inhabit
world.
Alaska, possibly take over Alaska. We'll
Yeah.
see how it goes. I want to be a journalist for the New York Times because it combines the top two things I care about, politics and writing. There are a lot of journalists in my family. I'm not gonna brag about my great uncle because that just feels gauche. I use words like gauche. Oh, ASMR. I use words like gauche.
That's really unsatisfying.
Yeah, I want to be a journalist for the New York Times. I want to live in New York, have cool dinner parties. So
Yeah.
I want to fly in helicopters like all the time. Because that's what journalists do. I
But
want to never sleep.
she's also just gonna have a helicopter and fly around it.
Definitely, definitely.
She's just gonna spend most of her time in the helicopter, eat all her meals in there, sleep in there.
in a bad mood, I'll lock myself in my helicopter. My whole life will be that one Brooklyn Nine-Nine episode, The Chopper, in that right after it.
Yes.
People will kiss. Spoiler.
Yeah.
Those are my aspirations.
Aspirations.
Okay, enough about us. Let's talk about, can we just mention some stuff we've been up to?
Okay. Yeah, like what?
Anything. My parents made me watch Gosford Park, or part of it, and then I finally put my foot down.
Oh, I watched a movie that won Best Picture in 2007, I think. It was made in 2006, so yeah, 2007. It is called, it's a widely loved film called The Departed, about a Boston organized crime family. Or sort of family. Group, I guess. And I'm going to be honest, this might turn a couple people off, but I hated it. It was the worst movie I'd ever seen. So boring, so long, so dragged out. I hated it so much, beyond belief. My dad wouldn't let me leave because we were watching it as a family along with my sister's boyfriend. Oh, God. Oh. Okay,
what
stop
were your
me.
Sister's boyfriend's opinion?
He liked it. Yeah. Despite
wow.
the...
Wow!
Personal information.
Yeah. Yeah. We can say first names, right? Can we?
Only if they're, like, people who know we're doing the podcast.
Yeah, probably.
Now I just have a bunch of pencil shavings in my hand and I don't know where to put them. Confetti!
No.
They were like three pencil shavings.
Okay, good, because that just made me very nervous.
This isn't my room.
I know, that's what made me nervous.
This is our guest bedroom.
Your guest bedroom?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Got my old desk and my old chair.
Yeah, I'm in my room. Turns out I don't have to record in my mom's closet because it's late and there aren't other people here. My dad always gets workers on the house, and I'm not going to rant about that, but I have the capability to.
We have a vaguely quiet house. Some casual yelling from attic to basement.
Ooh, attic to basement, attic to basement. It sounds like I'm saying addict.
Attic to basement? I think that should be like a Lifetime show.
No, a Lifetime TV movie.
About a drug addict who turns into his basement and gets to see. He like inhabits the soul of his basement.
Yeah.
And then gets to see what other people do in the basement when he's not there. Oh my god, we have so many good ideas.
I know.
Can't wait to share them with you.
Thank god we're recording. Okay.
But, yeah.
Not much else.
Not much else?
Not too much else.
Gosford Park is boring.
Oh,
well.
Yeah.
It takes, like, it's a murder mystery, which should be good. But it takes, like, an hour and a half out of the 2 hours for the person to actually be murdered. I don't know who did it, because I didn't watch the end.
Oh, yeah, it takes, 2.5 hours of the 2.5 hours, of The Departed to get interesting, because it's over.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Okay.
No shout-out to bad movies.
Yeah.
Gosford Park isn't a bad movie. It's just not what I wanted to see today. I also have been buying my parents lots of presents for Hanukkah.
Okay.
We make a big point of being Jewish on this podcast. Just
yeah.
A fair warning.
Anti... Oh, no, no. No, I wasn't going to say anything bad. But it said... but it sounded like I was going to. I was just going to say anti-shout-out to The Departed. But no after chance. You said that... But after you
I'll
stated your Jewishness.
Stuff in post. And
yeah.
I was like, anti! Hi, I'm Jewish. Anti!
This should just be the cold open. Hi, I'm Jewish. And I...
Maybe not great for our first ever cold open, but hey.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, what can you do? Oh, and by the way, we're gonna, like, lightly offend a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like...
We care a lot about politically correctness,
yes.
But also we're, like, teenagers and yeah. Don't care about anything, so... I'm wearing my Academy of Music t-shirt. Alakazam!
Woo!
It's a really weird thing to have on a t-shirt.
You yelled that very loud.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have a very receptive mic.
I am wearing a shirt that my old babysitter got me. Of her friend's band.
I wanna doubt.
It's
okay,
called
cool.
The band is called Boy Harsher, and the song on the shirt
it's
called
is called
LA.
Yeah. Wow, real creative, Boy Harsher.
They're like a techno band. No, they're like a goth.
Goth EDM?
Like goth electronic, not like EDM. But
so it's like a GE? That's a big corporation, Will, and you know what we feel about big corporations.
Oh, another thing about 30 Rock. We'll just... actually,
yeah.
That's not a thing
that's
about
not
30 Rock.
30 Rock.
That's not, like... That's not restricted to 30 Rock talking.
That's just, like, GE in general.
Yeah.
But
GE is a big part of 30 Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, we have nothing else to talk about.
Genuinely, so should we call it quits?
Yeah.
Quit while we're ahead? So I have been Susanna.
And I will still be Will when you see me next.
And this has been Zanna
and Billiam.
Podcast about television.
Yeah, that's not the motto.
Not, I'm just gonna say
And pray for me that Susanna likes my theme song.
Okay.
Bye, y'all.
We all will.